Patrick Heller. He owns Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles. He writes the Liberty Outlook, a monthly newsletter on rare coins and precious metals. Now, President Obama has signed an indefinite detention law. This happened on December 31st, 2011. President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law. Most of this law deals with annual military appropriations. However, Sections 1031 through 1033 deal with the repeal of American citizens' rights under the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, both Michigan Senators Levin and Stabenow voted for the bill. Congressman Mike Rogers voted for it. Congressman Tim Walberg voted against it. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Morning, Tony. Happy New Year.
Tell me about the indefinite detention law.
The special sections of the military appropriations bill allows the U.S. military to seize any person on the planet, and that includes Americans, anywhere in the world, and that includes on U.S. soil, to arrest them without charging them, without bringing them to trial, without any due process, and potentially holding them indefinitely and not even requiring that they acknowledge that the person has been arrested. The reason that the military has the authority to do this is to basically be on the lookout for terrorists against the United States or any coalition partner nations. So you don't even have to be accused of doing something against the United States.
Why does this concern you so much?
Well, it pretty much is a repeal of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union, when they issued their news release on it, had the headline that said, President Obama signs indefinite detention into law. A lot of people are going to say, well, it doesn't concern me, or if I'm innocent, I don't have to worry about it. Which for the most part would be true, but unfortunately the experience with the drug laws in the country is the various government agencies have admitted that innocent people over the years have been deprived of their life, liberty, and property through mistakes and pursuing the law. I'm sure the same thing's possible here.
Why do you think the media is not covering this story?
There was a bit of hubbub when the Senate passed the bill by a near unanimous vote, pointing out that this provision was in the bill. At the time, the defenders of the bill were trying to say that, no, if you read the fine points, it says that it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens. But the proponents of the bill, and Senator Levin, as chairman of the Armed Services Committee, was the main sponsor of the bill, said, no, that's not true. This really is explicitly allowing the military to detain anyone, anywhere in the world. But that sort of drew down the hubbub. And then President Obama said, I'm not going to sign this bill if that provision is still in it. But then when he did sign it, he said, you know, I'm not happy with that provision, but it's the fault of the U.S. Senate because it's in there. But we do have Senator Levin on public record saying that the original bill did not have this provision and that the only reason it was added was at the insistence of the White House saying they would not sign the bill unless this provision was in there. And other senators have also gone on record stating the only reason it was in the bill is because of pressure from the White House.
Now, you know, Patrick, folks are going to say, well, there's always unfortunate collateral damage with situations like this, but if we're going to keep our country safe, we need laws like this.
I do not necessarily agree with that. Unfortunately, it's going to increase the fear among Americans against their own government. They're going to trust the government less. They're going to be afraid that if there's something I'm seeing or reading or watching on the computer or on television that could make me subject to prosecution, I mean, if you want to go to extremes, you could say, are the listeners of your radio program right now potentially subject to arrest because they're hearing these words on your program?
Well, it could be said that they're wasting their time and they should be arrested. But, well, Pat, if folks want more information about this, you've written about it in depth, where can they go?
The American Civil Liberties Union has a very good news release on the issue. You can, well, I'm sure there's going to be a number of more articles appearing exposing this issue as people get back to work and realize this sleight of hand that developed over the weekend.
All right, we've been talking with Patrick A. Heller. He owns Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles. Patrick, thanks so much, sir.
You're welcome.